You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show, heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Transat.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
What is one of the warmest, safest, and most authentic destinations anywhere in the world? And one of the most popular with Canadians, too? Well, welcome to the Chris Robinson Travel Show and to Cuba, our destination in the sun this week. It's a beautiful island with unmatched beaches, unspoiled nature, and 9 UNESCO World Heritage Sites. It's the largest island in the Caribbean by far, and this big island is big on things to see and do. It has some of the best preserved colonial architecture in the Northern Hemisphere. Its capital city, Havana, has been named one of the new 7 wonder cities. And it is indeed one of the safest, warmest, and most authentic places in which I have ever travelled. We have 2 expert guides with us on the show today to tell us all about it. Eloy Govea, Director for Canada for the Cuba Tourism Board. Welcome, Eloy.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you back on the show. It's been a while.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having me.
Also, we've got in the studio here our old friend Susan Coyman from Business Development from Transat.
Welcome back, Chris. Hi, everybody. Hello. It's nice to be back and talking about one of our most favorite spots with Transat where we fly.
It really is, isn't it? It's one of the most popular of all. And, you know, Cuba is your country, isn't it? So I think you're from Pina del Rio.
I am.
Right, which is a region just to the west of Havana.
Absolutely.
So you've got to be so over the moon about the success that Cuba is having here with Cuban travelers.
Yes, absolutely. Cuba is tremendously popular in Canada. Actually, we are the third destination for Canadians in the world, and number one in the Caribbean. Over 1 million Canadians every single year visit us. And probably most remarkable is the fact that 62% of the clients, the Canadians that visit us, are repeat clients. Mm. So that tells about how well they'll feel they're in Cuba. Canadians in Cuba, more than just enjoying of the beach, of the architecture, of the nature, they even get to develop relationships. There's a very great connection between Cubans and Canadians.
There is. I mean, let's just talk briefly about that, because there has been this long-term connection between Canada and Cuba, and that continues.
Absolutely. Cubans and Canadians go along very well. That's notable. And I think that the fact that Cuba is so safe, that Cubans in general are so friendly, so welcoming, so warm, makes everyone, but especially Canadians, made very well at home. When you get to Cuba, you automatically feel like a reduction in the sources of stress.
It's true. You step off the plane and it's something in the air, I think.
Absolutely. And having that wonderful and reliable weather, especially when we are in the cold month here of the winter in Canada, that makes great the experience in Cuba for Canadians.
Yeah, for sure. And Susan, talking of connections, the links between Transat and Cuba, of course, go back a long way.
A long way, like 30 years long way, that we just turned our 30th anniversary last year. So
congratulations.
Thank you. We're very proud to be a great supporter of Cuba. We have flights. Really, I should ask where we don't go for Cuba, because it is so popular, as you guys were saying, with the Canadian travelers. Yeah. We really do have it covered between Cayo Coco, Cayo Largo, Varadero, Cayo Santa Maria, Holguin, Santa Lucia, and Havana, of course, and Trinidad. So,
and I think this is really important, because people do come to Cuba once, and just as Eloy is saying, they come back, and maybe to a different part of Cuba.
Well, and that's it. So maybe you go to Varadero and you want to move on. Varadero, we have the most flexibility with our flights, of course, across the country, by the way. We fly to Cuba, not just from Toronto, not just from Montreal. So if you're going with other groups and you want to join on, we can make it happen, of course.
And not just from the big airports of Toronto and Montreal. You go from some of the smaller airports, too.
Absolutely. We go from the west. We go also from Atlantic Canada as well. And like I was saying, for Varadero, we have flexible stays. stay. So you don't have to just go traditionally for 1 week. You can go for 4 days, 10 days, 11 days, whatever you want, where our flights line up across the country for you.
And you know what? That's one of the most popular questions, I guess, I get in email questions I get in from listeners is, you know, I want to go for more than a week. I can't take 2 weeks. You know, where can I go that I can go some, perhaps somewhere in between 10 or 11 days?
Well, and it's a perfect match.
Yeah. Yep. No, absolutely. Well, Eloy, it's just possible that there are some listeners there who have yet to discover the charms of Cuba. So for them, let's fill them in on some of the details of the country. First of all, where is it and how big is it?
Yeah, Cuba is just 150 kilometers south of Florida. And it's a big island. It's the largest island in the Caribbean with over 100,000 square kilometers. But to put that in perspective, Cuba is the 15th largest island in the world.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a big island. We have everything. We are located, many people call Cuba the key of the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. That location have been key along our history because that direct access to the Atlantic Ocean, that privileged position surrounded by key trade markets have led to, you know, a very long history that have made Cuba very important.
Rich history, too, which, I mean, it started before Columbus set foot in 1492.
Absolutely. We have a beautiful history, pre-Columbus history. Then when Columbus came to Cuba, that, by the way, he said when he arrived that this was the most beautiful land that human eyes had ever seen. Well, we started having a you know, millions of Spaniards came to Cuba. We were a colony of Spain for over 400 years, and definitely that Spanish, that Catholic Spain presence in Cuba is still today visible in everywhere, in our culture, in our architecture, etc. And then we were a neo colony of the U.S. And then in 1959, well, we were finally independent, I believe that the strong grip that Spain and the U.S. had in Cuba made us fight really hard, not only for our independence but also for our identity.
Yeah.
And that struggle and that strive to differentiate ourselves have led to very strongly dipped identity and traditions. We have led to the vibrant culture that we have today. So everything's linked.
Yeah,
there.
It is, and it's great to explore that, to actually go to Cuba. And so it's not just the beach, it's exploring that history and that rich culture. One or two quick questions, just in terms of the nuts and bolts. What about the currency?
Yeah, the currency that for tourists in Cuba to use is the Cuban convertible peso. They call it CUC also. It's equated to the U.S. dollar, but I recommend going with Canadian dollars because you will be a little bit penalized if you go with U.S. dollar because of the limitation that Cuba has to operate with that currency.
Documentation?
Passport? It's mainly a valid passport. You just need to have it valid up until 7 days after your return date.
Right.
You need a tourist visa, which is provided to you by the carrier in
so
every package.
You don't have to worry about that?
You don't have to worry about that.
Health concerns?
And a valid health insurance.
Right.
Which, by the way, if you...
You need anyway.
If you forget it or you don't have it or whatever, just arriving, it is available for you at very economical price policies there. I mean...
And there are no safety concerns either. It's one of the safest places on the planet.
Absolutely. Cuba is a country with no guns, with no drones, with one of the lowest crime rates in the world, and we precisely encourage our visitors to go outside the resorts and to experience all that the city and the country in general have to offer without any concern.
For
the safety.
Fact, you have to go outside. You have to explore. Don't you, Susan? It's such a beautiful place.
Oh, I totally encourage that. Get out, immerse yourself in the local culture.
Yeah. And the number of hotels at Transat have got to base yourselves in.
Well, we have them in all, like, of course, the main, you know, beach destinations, right? So we have our collections in place to help you when you actually go into the Transat brochure. We have our star ratings and TripAdvisor ratings online and in the brochures that helps you as well. But we put our hotels into different collections.
Right. So that helps guide you to the right hotel for you.
Right. And we have a lot of different collections that will help you decide what's best for you. So we have a luxury collection. Well, that says it all, right?
Yes.
It's luxury. Our distinction collection was our first collection that we actually developed a few years ago, where we're going to guarantee direct transfers to and from the airport. So you're not going to stop at every hotel on Varadero Beach before you get to yours, right? Our family collection, it says it too. Our solo collection is for solo travelers. We're not going to charge that extra fee, so to speak, to travel by yourself.
Yep.
And our Sun Savvy, which are hotels that are great for everyone. Large repeat clientele, fun, great atmospheres.
So you have the signpost there.
That's right.
Now, to start planning your own trip to this multifaceted destination in the sun, there are two websites to visit. GoCuba.ca to choose where you want to spend most of your time on the island, perhaps, and Transat.com to turn your plan into reality. You can also look at the Sun and Fun brochure from Transat and speak with your travel agent who can help you book your Cuba vacation. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Coming up, where can you combine a 600-year-old cactus with an underwater park, a lagoon golf course, and one of the best beaches on the planet? Hey, stay tuned to find out.
Cuba has some of the best beaches anywhere. But you knew that. What Transat knows are the people, the culture, the nature, and history that you've never seen before in a place we call authentic Cuba. Fly Air Transat to Cuba this summer or next winter and let Transat be your guide to new experiences that await you beyond the beach. Visit Transat.com and come discover Autentica Cuba, one of the warmest and safest destinations in the world.
Your Visa Infinite card makes the things you love to do just that much better. You want dinner 2.0? We give you one-night-only dining events with some of Canada's top chefs. You love to hit snooze? We give you late checkout and free breakfast at over 900 luxury hotels. If your card says Visa Infinite, you already have access to dining events, hotel upgrades, and a complimentary concierge. Find out more at visainfinite.ca. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
And we're taking you live now to Staples for news you can use. Jamie.
The breaking news is shred alert, Bart. Shred alert at Staples.
Oh, I didn't know Staples has a shredding service.
Oh, yes, they do. And it starts at just $10.
Well, I might have some documents that need shredding.
Especially now that it's tax time.
You know, a guy deserves some privacy, Jamie.
Whoops. Visit staplesprint.ca for shredding details. Staples Print and Marketing. Your business is our business.
This spring, it seems like we're all waiting. Waiting to lose the heavy sweaters. Waiting to spruce up the backyard. Waiting for warmer weather. Well, there's one thing you don't have to wait for. The perfect data plan for your family. Right now at Rogers, get 8 gigs for $55 per line per month with 4 lines for 24 months. Get into a Rogers store today. What are you waiting for?
Now's the time for your next truck, the 2018 Ford F-150. And until April 29th, during the One Tough Truck event, you can get up to $10,000 in delivery allowance with select new 2018 F-150. And with $1,500 in accessories when you purchase or lease, that's a total value of up to $11,500. 10 days may not be a long time, but it's enough time for you to get into One Tough Truck. Visit findyourford.ca or your local Ford store for details.
Pharmacists offer more than just pills. So much more, in fact, that fitting everything into 30 seconds is going to be a stretch. They can make sure your medication is safe for you and that the dose is correct. They can give you a flu shot, help you quit smoking, check and track your blood pressure, help you manage your diabetes and your asthma, prevent medication interactions, give you advice on over-the-counter products, vitamins, and natural health remedies, explain how to use healthcare aids, take back expired and unused medications, and dispose of them safely. And that's just off the top of my head.
Learn more at opatoday.com. Brought to you by the Ontario Pharmacists Association.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Transat.
Crossing oceans and borders with no passport required. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
There's a giant hook edged with 21 kilometers of fine sand that juts out into the Atlantic Ocean. And it's called Varadero. Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where we are exploring Cuba, a Canadian favourite amongst Caribbean destinations. Here you'll find some of the longest and most silky soft beaches anywhere on the planet. Varadero was the very first Cuban resort, and nowadays it offers wonderful amenities for travellers. You'll find water sports galore, golf, great shopping and nightlife. And yes, that 600-year-old cactus, an underwater park and a golf course crisscrossed with lagoons. Our expert guides on our Cuban journey today are Eloy Govia from the Cuban Tourist Board and Susan Koyman with Transat. Eloy, Varadero is the biggest destination on Cuba, I think, for Canadians. Is it still the best?
Well, it's certainly the largest and the one with the most options of hotels to choose from.
Right.
And very well located, only a couple of hours away from Havana, a couple of hours away from Bay of Pigs, less than half an hour from Matanzas, which is a beautiful, wonderful city, and Cárdenas. However, in Cuba, every destination has its own distinctive features. Telling is the best, the clients will tell a lot of reasons to why to choose some others also, but definitely is the number one destination in Cuba.
Right. It's almost like asking a father to choose their favorite child.
Exactly.
So it's a bit of an unfair question. Describe for our listeners what Varadero is all about. It really is a kind of giant hook, isn't it?
Exactly. It is a peninsula linked to the mainland by a 150 meters bridge, which is a sleek piece of land that at the end, as you mentioned, has a turn down heading to Cayo Buba, which make it appear like a hook, certainly.
Right. Yeah. It's a fascinating place. The golf course, of course, has been renowned for years.
Yes. It has a wonderful 18-hole golf course, by the way, designed by Les Forber, the very same architect that had designed over 60 golf courses here in Canada.
Ah, right.
And it expands along 8 properties in Varadero. Mm-hmm. So all of them have direct access to it, but many other almost all the hotels in Varadero have some type of package for golfers.
And also, of course, there is an underwater park.
Yes. There's a very interesting place, which is Cayo Piedra. It's right to the northeast of Varadero. And it's an artificial reef, if you will, right, made out of military artifacts underwater that have created an environment where you see fishes and marine species darting in and out, even sharks. So, right. So it is amazing experience to go there for snorkeling, scuba diving, etc.
I'm going to check that out next time I'm down there for sure. And also something I want to check out is this 600-year-old cactus.
Yes, that's what we call the other Varadero, other, not just the beach. There is a big cactus there with 600 years old. You mentioned it. The name is El Patriarca, the Patriarch, right, and hence the name of ocean. El Patriarca, a property that is near there. But in that region, which is Vara y Gacos region, there's also a lot of things like caves with aboriginal hieroglyphs and paintings and things like those.
Which takes us back to the history before Columbus.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, Varadero is definitely much more than just the wonderful 22 kilometers of white sandy beaches.
And talking about famous visitors, of course, this is also where Hemingway used to hang out.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So lots to see and do. Now, Susan, I know you've got more hotels, I think, in Varadero than anywhere else in Cuba.
We definitely do. And, you know, they're always expanding and evolving and really great offerings, of course. And we know, of course, for Varadero itself, it's known for its beautiful beaches, great culture, warm, friendly people that are so welcoming. You know, you just continue wanting to go back. And great hotels, right?
So give us an example or two.
Well, our hotels, first of all, are air transfers and, of course, all-inclusive. And all your meals, drinks included, any non-motorized water sports activities throughout the day. So that's a really important part. We kind of take care of you from beginning to end when you're going to Varadero or to Cuba in general. But there's a lot of hotels, right? So, I mean, just to pick a few is tough, but I'll do it, Chris.
just for me.
just to give you an idea, we also have the Melia Peninsula Varadero Resort, which is, we're very strong with the Melia Resorts, of course. That's part of our Distinction Collection. Again, that'll bring you to and from the resort with direct transfers. We also have the Iberostar Bella Vista, which is part of the Transat Family Collection.
Right.
And encompassing with that, you know, the kids can stay free at certain times of the year. But we also have a family free seat assignment on board Air Transat now. So we're going to keep the families together and we won't charge them for their seat assignment.
Well, that's okay? Good in this day and age.
It is. And, you know, and saying that as well, make sure that any kids traveling with Air Transat register. Their parents register them at airtransat.com for the free kids club we have. So that's great with the family collection. And we also have, you know, if you want something a little more on the affordable side, we have the Villa Tortuga, which is great too. But I have a really great price.
Oh, right. Okay.
Great price. I love giving out the prices, as you know.
This is as of now, and it can change.
It can change any time. This was live this morning. But I just picked from Toronto, the Iberostar Bella Vista. And, you know, Transat is very strong with the Iberostar brand. Yeah. And I really love them. You know, they're a very consistent brand wherever they are located. Mm. But I just picked May 10th from Toronto with tax for a 4.5-star hotel, air transfers, a hotel, your meals, your drinks, $1,059 with tax.
1059.
That's right. With tax from Toronto, wow. The whole thing.
See, I think this is another reason why Canadians love Cuba is that, you know, there's huge value here.
Well, and we also have our Transat representatives on location to help you. So they do move around from resort to resort. They'll tell you when they're coming back. If you need assistance, of course, they're always there. And for your transfers information, there's going to be a binder. So they're going to come for the flight to Montreal. It'll leave at this time. They're there to help you also with your excursions and any assistance you need while during your visit to Cuba.
Yeah, so you've always got somebody there on hand. And, of course, the exciting UNESCO World Heritage City of Havana is just a 2-hour drive away from Varadero, as you mentioned, Eloy. And the city, it's a must-see, especially if you're in Varadero, but really, if you're just going to Cuba at all, you've got to see Havana. It's such a romantic, resilient, and revolutionary city as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Many people and many friends say that Havana is the most fascinating place in the world. And certainly, it's architecture, the scene of seeing those tens of thousands of old classic cars, yeah. How untouched it is, which is like a travel back in time, the art scene, which is so dynamic there. Expect now the food scene, which by the way the culinary offer in all the cities in Cuba, but especially in Havana, it's just exploding. Many experts have said that Cuba is the next foodie destination. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the bars, the jazz, the nightclubs and all that makes Havana a magic place to be.
I was staying in Havana the last time I went to Cuba, and just for a few days. And it was just so lovely just to walk the streets and hear the music coming out of every doorway, it seemed.
Every window, yeah.
And, you know, when lunchtime came, okay, there'd be a lovely restaurant. And not once was I disappointed with any of the dinners or the lunches I had in Havana. It's just, and art, as you say, everywhere.
Exactly.
Actually out in the streets.
Exactly.
And they're saving so many of the old colonial houses too, which is good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like to say the architecture in Havana, most than just the building, they tell the story of the Catholic Spain presence in Cuba, but also the human minorities that make Havana their home, like you see Arab motif, Jewish motif, Art Deco, etc. So it is a very diverse city, and that's the reason why, as you mentioned, have been designated one of the new 7 wonder cities.
And you mentioned the classic cars. Had a lovely afternoon just cruising around I think this was on a Transat trip, actually, in one of those classic cars, just open air and, you know, letting the wind flow through. Yeah. And, you know, it was just a lovely experience.
That's amazing, yes.
Yeah, tremendous. To find out more, check out the website transat.com. You can also speak to your travel agent who'll be able to tailor your booking to suit your individual needs. And don't worry if you can't remember all the information that we're giving you today. It's also waiting for you on the Chris Robinson travelshow.com website, where you'll find a link to the Travel Show Pinterest board on Cuba, which is full of images from my trips to the destination, and in particular my time in Havana recently, which is just fantastic. Next up, well, life's a beach on the Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Cuba has some of the best beaches anywhere. But you knew that. What Transat knows are the people, the culture, the nature, and history that you've never seen before in a place we call Authentic Cuba. Fly Air Transat to Cuba this summer or next winter and let Transat be your guide to new experiences that await you beyond the beach. Visit transat.com and come discover Autentica Cuba, one of the warmest and safest destinations in the world.
Weeknights on TLN. More faces, more places.
Mexico is full of surprises.
More excitement.
I think we got to get this party going.
Only on TLN. For more information, call your local television provider.
Okay, I'm off to the airport. All these meetings I've got set up could be really big for us. I'll need to use my phone a lot.
You're covered.
Roaming fees?
Don't worry about it.
Data?
No problem.
Wow, you've taken care of everything.
Well, it wasn't all me.
Get up to a $200 bill credit when activating any smartphone on select two-year Rogers Share Everything for Business plans. Select plans feature Flex Data, Roam Like Home, and Rogers Unison. Conditions apply. Visit a Rogers Small Business Center or rogers.com/shareforbiz for details.
Another valued golden rule from Paul Kenny of Consignment Heroes.
If it's over $50, it's a vase. If it's under $50, it's a vase.
Describe your stuff to us. Call in to Consignment Heroes this Sunday at 1 on Zoomer Radio. If it's real, it could be the stuff that dreams are made of.
Thinking of downsizing or selling a large collection of anything? Talk to Paul and Bogart, the experts at Toronto Gold, Silver, and Coins. Call 905-737-GOLD or visit torontogoldsilver.com.
When you got a tire as durable as Firestone, you get more than just a tire. Head in through May 27th, then get up to $100 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Always dependable. Firestone. In-store purchases only. Prepaid card issued by People's Trust Company. Card term, conditions, and expiry apply.
Spring has sprung, and so have harmful UV rays. That's why Pearle Vision carries regular and prescription sunglasses from those hard-to-find brands you trust, like Ray-Ban, Oakley, and Vogue. Experience the genuine eye care you deserve and receive up to 40% off your lenses. Visit pearlvision.ca to arrange your eye exam today. Taxes extra. Valid prescription required. Valid at participating Canadian locations. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. Offer ends July 8, 2018.
This April, TLN celebrates great women in movies. Strong, sexy, brilliant. Mucho movies every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting at 9 p.m., only on TLN TV.
For more information, call your local television provider.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Transat.
What the world needs now is more of the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
How about taking a 27-kilometer-long causeway to an island in the sun accented with flaming pink flamingos? Well, welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where we're about to do just that. This week, we're exploring the wonderful world of all-inclusive vacations in Cuba with Transat. And we're getting out and about to discover the authentic Cuba in this fascinating country. 25% of Cuba is under environmental protection, and its stunning nature includes no less than seven UNESCO-recognized biospheres. And if you're looking for R&R in a quiet and unspoilt location, well, then perhaps head to the Cayos of Cuba. These are small keys often connected to the north of the island by causeways and famous for their populations of beautiful pink flamingos. We're joined in our journey to the sun today by two perfect travel companions, Eloy Gavir from the Cuba Tourism Board, who can tell us all about his beautiful island, and Susan Koyman of Transat, who can tell us all about how to get there. Eloy, let's start with the Cayos of Cuba, which are this wonder of nature, and they're perfect for vacationers seeking perfect beaches. So tell us about what lies at the other end of that long causeway that I mentioned earlier.
The Cayo Coco, to start, is a wonderful... it's a wonderful piece of land, over 23 kilometers of wonderful beaches. Mm. Some of them, like Playa Pilar, for example, Playa Pilar in Cayo Guillermo, is so well endowed, that beautiful beach, that the dune can be as high as 12 meters. So much sand there is. But also, the biodiversity there is very rich. For example, the largest colony of beautiful pink flamingos in the world is there, and it adorns all the route across the causeway. It's the perfect place to do nautical activities like kayaking across the mangroves, kite surfing, fishing, you know, anything, scuba diving, snorkeling, and has a very long range of great hotels. One very new, recently opened, the Grand Mutu in Cayo Guillermo, yeah.
I do remember the first time I drove across to Cayo Coco. I'm going back over 20 years ago now, and I hadn't heard about the flamingos. I just saw this pink splodge on the horizon. Yes. I thought, what on earth is that?
Yes, it has also a very good fissure, Cayo Coco. Yeah. The airport is right in the key,
right.
So it takes only 10 minutes to get from the airport to your hotel.
Yeah, lovely. And talking of hotels, Susan, you've got one or two of those in the Transat brochure.
I think we do, you know, and they all fell nicely into our collections. Mm. You know, just to name one, though, with Armelia, our friends at Armelia Cuba, we have the Armelia Jardín del Rey, which is a newer property to the area. And it's a 4-star hotel, and it's part of the Transat Distinction Collection. Again, so it'll take you to and from the airport with nonstop. And we also have our Elegance Club that is exclusive to Transat that we offer through this resort. And it gives you extra a la carte dinings. You're going to get a welcome cocktail, a cold tell upon arrival, turn down service, you're going to have a cocktail party, and lots of little extra perks when you book with Transat to get that extra value as well. Yeah. And, you know, I just picked a price. This is a 4-star hotel, beautiful hotel. I think we all know, you know, Melia International Hotels, like that's what they fall under, which is one of the largest hotel companies in the world right now. So I just picked it for from Montreal for May 18th for a week to the 25th for $949 with tax.
Less than $1,000.
And like I said, it can change at any time, but this gives you a really good taste of what we can offer to you.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's move westwards just a tad along the north coast of Cuba. We come to another perfect barrier island, and that's Cayo Santa Maria. And this is a real up-and-coming destination in Cuba, isn't
it? That's the newest destination, if you will, in Cuba. One of the best beaches that you can even dream of. The whole destination encompasses three small keys, Las Brujas, Ensenachos, and Cayo Santa Maria, and they're located in the protected area of the Bay of Buena Vista. Lots of biodiversity, lots of things to do both on and under the water, and it's linked by the longest causeway in the world, which has been awarded the Agustin Alcantara Award because of its design, very respectful of the nature and the ecosystems, and it's linked by that causeway to the mainland, to the province of Villa Clara, which make you be near villas like small towns and cities like Remedios, Santa Clara, Cienfuegos, and Trinidad. It's for a good reason that all that region was called in the past Las Villas, the province of Las Villas, because so many Spanish and French towns were settled there.
Towns.
It's beautiful.
We're going to be talking about more of those in later on in the show, too. Susan, you've got one or two resorts there, maybe?
We do. And I have to tell you, it's probably one of my favorite spots in Cuba to travel to, yes. And I've been very privileged to go there for work a few times, for sure. And it is beautiful. It's like National Geographic. Like what you would see in a print like that, that is what you can expect.
Wow.
And that area is developing. It is growing, as Eloy said. You know, and we grow with it, right? With Transat, we only pick up the very best, of course, and lots of different hotels. So just to name a few, if you want an adults only, we can do that too. Mm-hmm. So we have the Valentin Perla Blanca, which is 18 plus. And I say the 18 because sometimes adults only might be 16 or 18. So just to pay attention to that. We also have the Hotel Playa Coco Santa Maria. And that's a 4.5-star. Again, another Transat favorite. And I just picked a price for that, too, because they're so enticing, right? So from Toronto, May 18th to the 25th. And again, if it's not from Toronto or if it's from Montreal, these are all very similar pricing. So just to be aware as well. And that one, if everyone's sitting down, is $879 with taxes. And this is a 4.5-star property at probably the most beautiful beaches you will see in your lifetime.
Wow.
And it's a gorgeous hotel. I know it very well. Yes.
Stunning prices. Okay, let's go a little bit east this time along the northern coast to yet more dazzling beaches. Eloy, to Hoguin, and I guess start with Playa Pesquero.
Well, when Christopher Columbus found Cuba...
Is this where he came?
He came in Hoguin. That's precisely there where he said that this is the most beautiful land. And there is Playa Pesquero, Guadalavaca, and Esmeralda. beaches like differentiate from the other because they're in the mainland of the big island of Cuba. Right. And instead of being just beaches, they are the beautiful beach with the forest of the Cristal mountain range behind. So this amazing natural spot. And they're close to the city of Holguín, which is the city of the parks in Cuba, one where some of the best events you can see take place, like Romerías de Mayo. In every single square, there's something happening, a band playing, a theatrical play, etc.
This is part of the Cuban experience, isn't it? As you go to these cities or these towns, you go to the local park, stuff is happening.
Exactly. And in that city, it happens in the street. It's that you don't have to go to some place to see some play.
Or whatever.
It goes to you. Yeah. It goes to you. Also, they have a small, beautiful colonial town that has been recently launched as a tourist destination, which is Jibara. Yeah. Beautiful place with beautiful architecture. And there in Holguín, you are only 2 hours away from Santiago de Cuba, which is the second most important city of Cuba, but by no means second to none when it comes to attractiveness, because it is the cradle of the revolution. It is the place where the sun was born. It's the place for the rum, the coffee, etc. So yeah. It is. Holguín is an amazing spot. Oh,
that's a great recommendation for Santiago too. I got there. It's been on my list forever. I got there for the first time a couple of years ago.
It's amazing.
It's a lovely,
wonderful city.
A great meal there too.
Yeah.
Okay, hotels. This time, presumably, you're going to be paying us to actually go there.
Well, yeah, and I was actually going to just add to Eloy, but I think a couple of years ago, Transat, we took down about 200 travel agents from between Toronto and Montreal to go to this area, and they were blown away at how amazing it is. So, and that's another point I want to add is, you know, work with a travel agent, because we really do try to provide trips down for these agents as learning trips and, you know, familiarization trips with us. We always have something going every year. So always chat with them, because chances are they've been there. But in terms of our hotels, we have a few, of course, but I'm going to pick some definitely Transat staff favorite staff picks would be the Paradisus Rio de Oro. I think this is amazing. A staple. It's an amazing one. Lots of weddings happen there. It's a great spot for that, for even group travel, right? Mm-hmm. And again, you can work with travel agents to get the group pricing, because that'll give you that, you know, a better price. So all you need is 10 adults or more to get a group rate. And we also have the Hotel Playa Pesquero suites and spa as well, which is great, all in the Holguín area.
Lovely. Go to the website.
That's it. Go to the website.
See what the latest prices are.
That's it. Transat.com. But we also have there some excursions to choose from too. So, I mean, there's a lot, right? And there's so much history, so much to learn, but I just picked a couple of my favorites.
Fantastic.
So we have the Sun Cruise, which is a catamaran, my favorite. You're going to go snorkeling the coral reef. You're going to go swim with some dolphins. You're going to have a nice lobster or chicken lunch and an open bar. Wow. Or you can do a super combo tour, which is very enticing. It's, you know, a real good history lesson. You're going to take a train through the countryside. You're going to visit a sugar mill, a cigar factory, and have a nice lunch as well.
Sounds like a perfect way to spend a day. The two websites to go to, transat.com and gocuba.ca. Where can you see three UNESCO World Heritage cities in a week and still have beach and bake time? Well, you can find out in the next part of our show.
Cuba has some of the best beaches anywhere. But you knew that. What Transat knows are the people, the culture, the nature, and history that you've never seen before in a place we call Authentic Cuba. Fly Air Transat to Cuba this summer or next winter and let Transat be your guide to new experiences that await you beyond the beach. Visit transat.com and come discover Autentica Cuba, one of the warmest and safest destinations in the world.
Hi, I'm Deborah Devine, host of Healing Yoga. 15 years ago, my health was a complete wreck. Then I took a gentle yoga class. My pain went away and I went from a size 18 to a size 8 with no gimmicks or fads. Now I'm a certified yoga instructor specializing in easy-to-follow yoga designed to help real people manage real problems from the comfort of their own home. And lucky you, One TV is now in free preview. So change the channel to the channel that changes you. One TV, Rogers 265 and Bell 1606.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzog Eye Institute. Have you had your I've had it moment yet? I've had it with glasses. I've had it with contacts. I've had it with cataracts. I've had it with bad night vision, bad reading vision, bad vision, period. Instead, say, I've had it. I've had my vision corrected at Herzig, and it's wonderful. Don't wait. Google high-definition vision. Learn about Herzig. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
Hi, I'm Naz.
And I'm Wally. Join us for the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, sports radio for Zoomers.
Meaning we say the name Mihaljevic, and you don't say who, you ask which one.
Call in to the Naz and Wally Sports Hour, Sunday mornings at 9 on Zoomer Radio.
For a limited time, order the really big deal. Pizzaville's three-topping 18-inch extra-large pizza plus 16 chicken poppers or wings for only $29.99. And friends will call you the real deal. Dial Pizzaville at #3636 from your cell phone.
You're not going to get a reminder about this from your assistant, so listen. Wednesday, April 25th is Administrative Professionals Day. Administrative professional may not be a term you use. You might say, the person who I can't work without. Whatever. On Administrative Professionals Day, Wednesday, April 25th, show your appreciation with a big fat raise and a beautiful arrangement from Tidy's Flowers. We'll leave the raise to you. You leave the flowers to us. Tidy'sFlowers.com.
Now's the time for your next truck, the 2018 Ford F-150. And until April 29th, during the One Tough Truck event, you can get up to $10,000 delivery allowance with select new 2018 F-150. And with $1,500 in accessories when you purchase or lease, that's a total value of up to $11,500. 10 days may not be a long time, but it's enough time for you to get into One Tough Truck. Visit findyourford.ca or your local Ford store for details.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by Transat.
Exciting destinations. Compelling conversation. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
When is Trinidad not an island? When it's a UNESCO World Heritage City in Cuba. Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where this week we're exploring the length and the breadth of the Caribbean island nation of Cuba. And in this final part of the show, we're going to be finding out about other ways of seeing Cuba, from twin center vacations to a tour of some of the cultural highlights of the country. Guiding us along the way are Eloy Govia, the director of the Cuban Tourist Board in Canada, and our good friend Susan Coyman from Transat, who are both full of information about how to get to Cuba for the perfect vacation. Now, Susan, Transat has this option of a duo package with Varadero. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, I'll tell you, it's probably one of our most popular packages that we offer. We've had it for a very long time in our lineup, and we're going to continue to do so because everyone's asking for it.
Right.
So it's a really great mix of city, history, and beach. So maybe you can't sit on the beach for a whole week, but you want to get out and explore. We do it for you. So we actually have it really broken down nice. So you're going to have 3 nights in Havana and 4 nights in Varadero. And you're going to pick between some great Melia hotels, which is good. And you have option 1, 2, and 3 to pick whichever one you guys are looking for, and Iberostar as well. So what we're going to do is we're also going to transfer you between Varadero and Havana.
So that's what, a couple of hours?
For sure. It's about 2 hours, I think, at the most. And so you don't have to worry about it. You know, we're going to give you 15 meals included in this as well. And it's a really great package. And the travel agents out there, they know all about it. Or you can also go to transat.com. So I highly recommend doing this, great, because Havana, as we were saying, is an amazing city to get out.
You have to see Havana. Please do go to Havana if you're going to the Varadero area. Now, if you want to see more of Cuba, then you've got this wonderful tour called the Cuba Splendor Tour, and that includes one of my all-time favorite places anywhere on the planet, which is the city of Trinidad.
It is. And I think, again, it's very popular. Tourists love it. Once you see it, you'll never forget it.
Yeah.
So we have this set up for our winter departures, and same with our duo for that matter as well. And there's select dates for this Cuban Splendors is what it's called. And I think we've done it now for 3 or 4 years because it's a really great way to get out and explore Cuba from a whole different perspective, right? So we're going to take you there. We're going to get you out. We're going to get you exploring. We're going to take you through for a whole week of hitting all the highlights, right? So you're going to go to Varadero, Santa Clara, Trinidad, Cienfuegos, Havana, and Varadero to end it off, right? So it's a great way to get out and immerse yourself in the local culture, see how things are done, meet the locals, and really experience it. And we'll do the driving for you. So sit back and enjoy.
Yep. Worry-free. You just let Transat do it all for you. Eloy, it's fair to say that the inland spectacular scenery of Cuba is too often overlooked.
Yes, that's precisely why we very much encourage people to go and see and see it and have the real taste of what Cuba is about. And that tour is amazing. That tour links Santa Clara, Trinidad, Cienfuegos, and you can learn about the myth behind Hemingway, the wonderful architecture and history of Trinidad, which, like you said, is one of the best preserved colonial architecture of this hemisphere. Mm-hmm. You can have experiences like a ride in a steam-driven locomotive in that area. You can see Cienfuegos, which is the architectural jewel of the 19th century in Cuba, by the way. It's not a Spanish city, it's a French city.
And also UNESCO World Heritage.
And also UNESCO World Heritage. So you have the best of our architecture, the best of our nature also, because that region is so rich in nature and the beach and the city and the art and food scene in those places. Yeah, for sure. It is a great thing to do when you go into Cuba to go for inland exploration.
Yeah, my wife and I have been to Trinidad 20 years ago, more or whatever, loved the place. And just a couple of years ago, again, I had the pleasure of taking my two boys, actually young men these days, and their girlfriends to Trinidad for a day, and seeing the wonder in their eyes as they saw it for the first time, because it really is a very special
place. That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Susan, so far we've been talking about destinations that Transat go to year-round, but there are also some Transat destinations that are available in winter only, and we should be careful to mention those too.
Yeah, for sure. And they go from Toronto and Montreal. So just keep in mind, Havana is very much a very popular one.
Yep.
And we can take you there directly from either Toronto or Montreal.
So you can spend all your time there.
You can spend your whole time there, you know, and there's lots to do.
Oh, yes.
Like, honestly, the week will run out. Cayo Largo and Santa Lucia as well.
Oh, now Cayo Largo is a little tiny island off the south coast this time, isn't it?
It is.
And it's barefoot beach friendly, you know?
Yeah, it is. Besides the wonderful beach, the sand there doesn't get hot, so which is remarkable. So yeah, it adds to the enjoyment of the beach experience.
Yeah, it really does. And some hotels there?
We have a lot to choose from as well. You know, we have our Iberostar, we have our Hotel Pelicanos, we have the Bravo Club, Caracol. But I'm going to give you a little tip from Montreal.
Yep.
I just picked the Hotel Pelicanos in Cayo Largo.
Which is a lovely, simple, is it three-star, four-star?
It's a three-star, very simple, no frills, but clean,
really
well-run,
nice.
And a favorite. People love going there. Lots of repeat clientele. For May 18th, I picked again 1 week for $8.49 with taxes direct from Montreal. Right.
Wow.
You got to go. There's no way you can't.
Okay, we're just going to wrap this show up real quick because I'm heading out to the airport.
He's off to Pearson.
Before we leave this gorgeous island of Cuba, Eloy, let's have an insider's tip from you. One last thought about something that the listeners should do.
Yeah. Well, I would like to highlight two places in Cuba.
Right.
Number one, a place in my province. You might you might think that I am biased. But Viñales in the province of Pinal del Río is one of the most stunning landscapes you will see in your life. It's actually the landscape if a war hit the site, and it is not just the beautiful scenery. That's the place that was the first part of the island that emerged thousands of years ago. They feature one of the largest caves in Latin America, with the Los Portales Caves, with 70 kilometers long, with 7 levels, being host of the largest colony of bats in the Caribbean. It's an amazing place. Also, that is located in the land of the tobacco. The best tobacco leaves in the world is in my province, in Pinar del Río, and I'd like to say it's the best people you can find. The other place that I want to highlight is Camagüey, the city of Camagüey. I have to say that Camagüey is an island inside the island. It's so distinctive, so unique. It's also a World Heritage Site, but most importantly, it's the largest historical center designated World Heritage Site in Cuba, even larger than Havana. And it's also a 500-year-old city, has the second most important classic ballet company in Cuba. And it's like a gigantic theme park where you can access the studios and the workshops of artists like Marta Jimenez, and Joel Robert. So it's very good to walk through the cobblestone streets. It wasn't designed for cars, so it is an amazing experience. And if you go to Santa Lucia, the beach of Santa Lucia, it's only 1 hour south. And last, to the south of the province of Camagüey is Gardens of the Queen, Jardines de la Reina, which is called the Galapagos of Cuba. That's amazing place there too. So yeah, Camagüey would be my second tip.
Thank you for those two tips. So that's Viñales and Camagüey.
Yes.
Wonderful. Susan, any last tip?
Well, I would really encourage, if anyone's going to purchase a package from Transat, to go to this beautiful country, to purchase something we call Option Flex, which is just a peace of mind if you need to make any changes to your package. It's $49 per person at time of booking. If you need to transfer your trip to someone or you can't go, this type of thing helps with that.
Fantastic. Good tip. Thank you very much. We'll put that in the Travel Show website too. And thank you so much, both of you, for giving us so much information on Cuba, the Pearl of the Antilles. You know, Cuba is such a wonderful destination. I really look forward to my next visit there.
Yeah, thank you. You'll be more than welcome.
Thank you. Susan, thank you for your insights too on how to get it right when we plan and book our all-inclusive trip to this wonderful place.
Well, thanks for having me back. I look forward to seeing everybody in Cuba.
You bet. I'll be there before you, I think. If you're hungry for more, then check out transat.com and gocuba.ca. And go to the Travel Show website at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com for links to these websites and all the others that we've talked about today, and pages of helpful trip planning information. Thank you for listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. We'll be back next Saturday with another travel destination. Until then, adios and cheerio from the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news and views from the world of travel. Well, as you've probably noticed, the 2017 hurricane season was record-shattering, fueled by abnormally warm ocean water and a particularly conducive weather pattern over the Atlantic. It wasn't just the most active, it was also the most expensive on record. Estimates suggest the cost will run above $200 billion. One result of this weather chaos is that four of the storms from the 2017 season will no longer have their names used for future hurricanes, according to the UN World Meteorological Organization, or WMO. Since 1979, the WMO has been using a six-year name rotation. Unless a name is retired, the same list of names is used again 6 years later. However, if a storm gains notoriety because of its strength, number of deaths, or damage, the WMO retires that name from future use. Well, the WMO have decided that 2017 storms Harvey, Irma, Maria, and Nate will join that list of exceptional hurricane names. The idea of permanently retiring names began after the 1954 hurricane season, when Hazel ravaged the East Coast and Toronto. The four storms retired in 2017 rank as the second most in a single season on record. The International Galapagos Tour Operators Association has called on the government of Ecuador to limit land-based tourism growth in the Galapagos Islands. Concern has been expressed that the rate of growth over the last decade is unsustainable and may result in irreversible harm to the island's famed ecosystems and extraordinary wildlife. In the 10 years to 2016, land-based visitors increased by 92%, while ship-based tourism actually decreased over the same time period. Ship-based tourism in the Galapagos has long been recognized internationally as a model for limited, well-regulated tourism. Ecuador's government has placed stringent quotas on the total number of berths allowed on the Galapagos cruise ship fleet and has placed a cap of 100 as the maximum number of passengers any ship can carry. But there are no similar restrictions or regulations governing land-based tourism. Well, hopefully, the government will take positive actions to protect this unique destination for future generations. The deal of the week is a great offer just for Travel Show listeners who want to explore the Czech Republic this year. Save $200 per couple on select 2018 Globus, Cosmos, Monograms and Avalon vacations of 6 nights or more with visits to the Czech Republic. Bookings must be made before April 24 for travel this year. And please mention code CRS100 to your travel agent at the time of booking. And see the Travel Show website in the Deals section for the full terms and conditions. Next week, the Travel Show, well, we'll explore the beguiling world of the Palladium Hotel Group. This five-star hotel brand offers a wide range of vacation experiences, from adults-only vacations to destination weddings to family escapes and vacations designed to revitalize the mind, body and soul. With all-inclusive hotels situated across popular vacation hotspots such as Mexico, Dominican Republic and Jamaica, Palladium offers its guests opportunities for exploration, adventure, self-discovery and romance. So do drop in at the ChrisRobinsonTravelShow.com website for the details of this next show. And while you're there, you can listen to my 3-minute personal invitation podcast to travel with me to the hilltop towns of Italy in October. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Zuma Radio as we explore the many worlds of Palladium on the Chris Robinson Travel Show.